An old European tradition figures in today's GeoQuiz. According to a German custom, the valse, carpenters, blacksmiths, and other craftspeople hit the road to sharpen their skills. The journeymen volunteer in exchange for a chance to work alongside a master craftsman. Now, one city where you might still find this tradition is in eastern Germany. It's about 50 miles from the border with Poland. It's Germany's largest city, so big it's considered one of Germany's 16 states. There are still plenty of carpenters and glass blowers and bakers in the city to carry on the tradition of the wandering journeyman. We're going to tell you about a modern-day journeywoman when we reveal the answer a little bit later in the program. Now, our GeoQuiz today, which has us looking for a German city that doubles as a state. The answer is Berlin. Now, walk by a construction site in Berlin and you might see a few people dressed in floppy black hats, bell-bottom corduroy pants, and black vests. This is the uniform of the wandering craftsman. These craftsmen are newly trained in fields such as carpentry and bricklaying. Every year, hundreds of them hit the road to develop their skills. It's a 600-year-old tradition, but as Caitlin Carroll reports, it has a few new twists.
Sylvia Fritsche checks herself out in a full-length mirror. She's in a small store in Berlin, trying on the traditional uniform of a wandering journeyman or Wandergeselle.
Ich habe eine Hose in dieser Farbe eigentlich, und die ist dunkler.
The owner helps Fritsche decide on sizes and colors as he pins and tailors the shirt. Fritsche says the Wandergeselle tradition goes back to the Middle Ages.
Basically, it's for craftsmen who had to travel for 3 years and one day after their apprentice.
In the past, guilds would force tradesmen to leave cities after their apprenticeships ended to protect the jobs of resident craftsmen. These newly trained workers developed the practice of going auf der Walz, which literally means on the roll. The tradition comes with traditional rules. The wanderers must be single and under 30. They travel with few possessions and barter their work for a bed and a meal. And they're not supposed to come within 31 miles of home for 3 years and a day.
I actually changed the tradition. I can't travel for 3 years. I think my money doesn't last that long.
Fritsch is breaking from traditions in other ways, too. She's only wearing part of the uniform, just the hat, shirt, and vest. She's one of the few women who make the journey. About 90% of the Wandergesellen are men. And she knows more about computers than carpentry, which is a web concept developer and designer.
Professionally, I really hope to gain a lot of knowledge about graphic design in other countries. And privately, yeah, I hope that it will just change me a little bit, actually. I hope for that, yeah.
In the early 90s, the number of Wandergesellen rose as stable jobs dwindled in the wake of German reunification. Germany's current unemployment rate is low, but about 600 to 800 people a year still follow the tradition. And now young trainees in fields like computer design, ceramics, culinary arts, and music are adopting this history of working on the road as a way to learn their craft. Conventional craftsmen still form the core of the wanderers. A group of former and current wandering carpenters gathers at a neighborhood festival in Berlin to swap stories, have a beer, and demonstrate some of their skills to passersby. Robert Evans returned from wandering a few years ago. He says he learned something from every country and building site.
You can pick up the best from all.
But for Evans, the payoff was more fundamental. It changed the way he sees life.
If you made your traveling, you are not afraid on your existence. You know that the life goes every time on. Doesn't matter what happens. It goes on until your body don't.
So even though he had some hard times on the road,
I always say do it. When you are free, no family, go. It's the best you can do.
Most Europeans understand the practice, but on other continents, it's more confusing. Another former wanderer, Stefan Kottner, says he had a book listing which places would be familiar with the tradition. But he says he answered a lot of questions while he waited on street corners for carpentry jobs.
You're Amish people? This is the first question when I get from the American people. You're Amish people? And they said, no, different.
Sylvia Fritsche anticipates that confusion, so she crafted her website to explain the tradition of going on vaults to her potential employers.
I wanted not just to think via email, this is a weird German girl who just wants to have an internship. I wanted to have to make a space for them to also ask questions.
She says many design firms still hang up on her, but she's confident she can win them over.
At least they would perhaps understand a little bit German culture and not just think about a country which has this black past, but we have also nice things here, and I hope that they get something positive out of it.
Fritsche heads out later this month. She plans to wander and work in Asia, the United States, and South America. Her path isn't totally clear yet, but that's kind of the point. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Berlin.